Welcome to the and the Power to Carry It Out workshop of WCNA 31. My name is Kyle and I'm an addict. Okay. Do we have any announcements? Good, let's get through that quickly. Okay. Can we please open this meeting with a moment of silence followed by the Serenity Prayer? And that's the we version. God, grant us the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to hear the things I can, wisdom to know the difference. Okay. Angela B. from Portland, Oregon has been asked to read, "What is the Narcotics Anonymous Program?"
Hi, I'm Angela B. and I'm a grateful recovering addict. I'm from Portland, Oregon, and my home group is Southeast Serenity. What is the Narcotics Anonymous Program? NA is a nonprofit fellowship or society of men and women for whom drugs have become a major problem. We are recovering addicts who meet regularly to help each other stay clean. This is a program of complete abstinence from all drugs. There is only one requirement for membership, the desire to stop using. We suggest that you keep an open mind and give yourself a break. Our program is a set of principles written so simply that we can follow them in our daily lives. The most important thing about them is that they work. There are no strings attached to NA. We are not affiliated with any other organizations. We have no initiation fees or dues, no pledges to sign, no promises to make to anyone. We are not connected with any political, religious, or law enforcement groups and are under no surveillances at any time. Anyone may join us regardless of age, race, sexual identity, creed, religion, or lack of religion. We are not interested in what or how much you used or who your connections were, what you have done in the past, how much or how little you have, but only in what you want to do about your problem and how we can help. The newcomer is the most important person at any meeting because we can only keep what we have by giving it away. We have learned from our group experiences that those who keep coming to our meetings regularly stay clean.
Thank you, Angela. And Chris from Sacramento, California has volunteered to read "Why Are We Here?"
Hello, family. I'm Chris. I'm an addict from Sacramento, California, attending my first World Convention. What is the Narcotics Anonymous Program? NA is a nonprofit fellowship or society of men and women for whom drugs have become a major problem. We are recovering addicts who meet regularly to help each other stay clean. This is a program of complete abstinence from all drugs. There is only one requirement for membership, the desire to stop using. We suggest that you keep an open mind and give yourself a break. Our program is a set of principles written so simply that we can follow them in our daily lives. The most important thing about them is that they work. There are no strings attached to NA. We are not affiliated with any other organizations. We have no initiation fees or dues, no pledges to sign, no promises to make to anyone. We are not connected with any political, religious, or law enforcement groups and are under no surveillance at any time. Anyone may join us regardless of age, race, sexual identity, creed, religion, or lack of religion. We are not interested in what or how much you used or who your connections were, what you have done in the past, how much or how little you have, but only what you want to do about your problem and how we can help. The newcomer is the most important person at any meeting because we can only keep what we have by giving it away. We have learned from our group experience that those who keep coming to our meetings regularly stay clean.
Thanks, Chris. At this time, I would like to introduce our speaker, Jackie B. from California.
Good morning, I'm Jackie, I'm an addict. And thank you for all of those who hung in there and showed up this morning to be here with me in my recovery. We're the diehards. We're the ones who want to get as much as we can before we go home. Yeah. And it's wonderful. I thank you for being here. First of all, I want to thank the convention committee. It is always a privilege and an honor, and I feel very honored to be here in front of you this morning. I also want to send a very special thank you to my sponsor, Elaine. I love you very much, and all those little things you do for me all the time are right here in my heart and not forgotten. Before I'm going to speak anywhere, what I do is a week or two before I'm going to speak, let me get rid of this gum, I say a prayer to ask my higher power to be a channel and to speak through me and say whatever, you know, to let me share whatever needs to be shared, whatever that person in the room needs to hear, and for me to be able to help at least one addict while I'm up here. And so usually after I pray that, you know, I'll have different thoughts come up and different memories of experiences that I've had through the years. And my husband and I were driving the car about a week ago, and he was asking me, the power to carry it out, what are you going to share about? And I said, well, what I really want to talk about is what the power really is and where it really comes from. And he goes, boy, that sounds great, Jackie, but how can you talk about me for an hour? I said, you just keep thinking that way if you want to, honey. Keep coming back. And he said, you know, it's really cool that what you're sharing on is the last few words of the 12th step. I said, honey, it's the last few words of the 11th step. You please keep coming back. And one of the memories that came up for me is one of the best experiences that I had speaking. I was asked to share at the Santa Barbara Convention, the Sunday morning spiritual meeting. And what had happened was, and I'll talk a little more about it, but prior to that convention, I think it was like 2 or 3 years before we had lost our baby. And a year after that, we decided that we wanted to try and have a child again. And we tried and tried and tried, and nothing happened. I couldn't get pregnant. So I went on infertility treatments, and, you know, I was getting the shots, and we were monitoring, and I had to keep a chart, and, you know, we would make love on certain days and certain positions, and, you know, it got to be kind of weird. But anyway, so through charting, the weekend of that convention, the instructions my doctor gave me were, it's time, do it all weekend long. So I got to tell you, by the time I got up to that podium Sunday morning, I was really spiritual and really happy. but anyways, what I'm going to talk about is where I have found my source of power. The power to carry it out has come to me through working the 12 steps. And I'm glad that I have this topic because a prayer that I say every morning in my morning prayers is, God, grant me the wisdom to know your will for me and give me the power to carry it out today. And when I think of my higher power and what it's had to be, because I have not had an easy recovery. You know, my life has never been dull, and my recovery certainly hasn't been. I've had more stuff happen to me in my recovery than ever happened to me using. And I've dealt with many, many, many health challenges. So today, my idea of my higher power is that he holds me in the palm of his hand, and he surrounds me with his loving arms. And that has gotten me through many, many situations, and that's where I draw my power from. And I found that loving God through working the steps. And I'm really, really big on steps. I think that it's a very, very important spiritual journey. It's what our program is based on. And I found out who I was through working the steps. And I found that person that I always wanted to be. And I found out that one day I looked in the mirror And a blessing for me was I was looking at the person who I had always wanted to be but didn't know how to be. And I got that through working the steps. And that's where I draw my power from. And so what I want to talk about is a couple of things that have happened throughout my recovery where I had to put that into place and where it's what got me through carrying on, whatever form that took. You know, sometimes carrying on is getting through, getting over, you know, whatever form it takes in your life. So I think the first time I ever experienced it, when I was new in recovery, I was blessed with a sponsor who got me into the steps right away. And when I got clean, I celebrated 20 years on November 11th. So when I... Thank you. I had some very wonderful women that were around me. And, you know, my sponsor's attitude was, you don't ask, you don't question, you just do this. So that's what we did. And she got me into the steps right away, and she got me praying every day. So a year before I got clean, my daughter had been diagnosed with a congenital displaced hip, which meant her hip socket, instead of being normally round, was like this. So her hip bone would slide out. She couldn't walk. And she spent a year in full body cast trying to correct it. And every 3 months she would have to go in and they would put her out and cut her tendon and put her in another full body cast. And, you know, this poor little baby used to have to drag herself around the ground with her arms, dragging the rest of her body with this cast on. And it was real sad to watch. But, you know, babies adapt and she was okay with it. It was hard for us. So when I got into recovery, they had just taken off the last of her casts, and they said that the casting didn't work. We're going to have to go in, and we're going to have to do a bone graft on the hip socket and do major surgery on her. So we scheduled it with Children's Hospital. And so I had about 3 months clean when we checked her into Children's Hospital, and... what happened was we went in that first day and they took an x-ray and they planned out taking bone from her rib and exactly how they were going to do it. And they discussed the procedure with us. And we signed all the consents and we went through all that. And that night, my husband's sponsor's sponsor, and a very spiritual woman that was very close to our sponsor came. And we all held hands. And we said a lot of recovery prayers over her. We said the serenity prayer. And, you know, we just loved on her all night long like they taught me how to do in these rooms. So we went home, and we're supposed to be at the hospital the next day at 7 o'clock. So we walked in, and the doctor came in the room, and he goes, you know, I can't explain it. I can't tell you what happened. But overnight, her hip socket has formed enough where we don't feel like we have to do the surgery anymore. And I told him, I know what happened. But, and it's not like I look at my higher power as a miracle worker, but for me, it was the first really, really huge instance in my life where I saw that I could have faith and I could have hope. And those were two things that had died in me a very, very, very long time ago. You know, and it's like they were reawoken with that. And I want to tell you about my sponsor, but I need to tell you where I came from before I talk about her, because it relates to a lot of stuff that we've worked on together. Up until the time I was like 5 or 6 years old, I lived in Vietnam. My father was an ambassador for the United States in Vietnam. And then when he stopped working for the government and we moved to the States, he was president of this huge insurance company. So my young life was filled with very, very important people around me all the time. And I had to look good. It was unacceptable not to. I had to show up with a smile on my face. It didn't matter how I felt or what was going on with me. I needed to suck it up, look good, and act right. And That's the way I was raised. So what I did is I learned to suck it up, and I learned not to tell anyone what was really going on and just put this plastic smile on my face and walk through life. And that's why drugs were such a blessing to me, because that made it was real easy to do when you were loaded, you know, at least in the beginning it was. So by the time that I got to NA and, you know, I've had a few sponsors just because of situations in life, but I've been with the sponsor I have right now for quite a while. And she's been a total blessing in my life. I believe this woman walks on water. She is the most giving and loving woman I've ever met in my whole life. And I have the privilege of, she's older, and I spend one day a week with her, and I drive around and run her errands with her, and she fills me up like I'm a sponge with her recovery. And the wisdom and the insight that I get from those one days a week is, like, invaluable. And it's really, really amazing. And I think she sponsors more people than I even know, you know, and she spends her life being in service to women of Narcotics Anonymous. And what she does in her free time is she thinks about how she can better work her step work for her sponsees so that they can get the most out of it. I mean, that's how into recovery she is. And she's an amazing lady. But when I began working with her, I was emotionally disconnected, you know, and what she taught me was that you find a loving God first, and because it all grows from there. And the way that I find a loving God is through the step work that I've done, you know, and that my faith and my hope can get me through anything. And that it's only because addiction teaches us to be emotional cowards. We don't face up to anything. We run from it, you know, and through our step work, we learn to be courageous. And through that courage, that's where we find the power to walk through anything we need to walk through. You know, and that's what I learned from her. And through the years, it's been, she's introduced me to a loving God that has gotten me through many, many situations in my life. And where it really, really counted for me was there's been many days when I'm all alone in the hospital room and everyone's gone and I'm afraid. And my sponsor's not available, and my sponsees aren't available, and it's just me and God. And it better be a God that holds me in the palm of his hand and loves me. And that's what I encourage you to do, is to find a God that holds a higher power, that holds you in the palm of his hand and just loves you. Because that's what's going to help you to walk through anything, no matter what it is. To get through it, to walk through it, to celebrate it, to love it. You know, through connecting with a higher power that I could trust, it gave me the freedom to really love, you know, to really enjoy things, to really stand up and tell you who I am. And, you know, I think for me, that's where my power comes from. If it weren't for my loving God, I wouldn't have the power to do anything. And I think it's so ironic that we walk into recovery, and it's through admitting our powerlessness that we're empowered. And in so many areas of my life, I have found myself empowered through the program of Narcotics Anonymous. So when my husband and I met in recovery, and it was very beautiful. You know, we got together. We were kind of both young in recovery, and we both had, you know, the wonderful thing about Narcotics Anonymous is, no matter how dead your dreams are when you get here, once you've been around here for a little while, you start to dream again. And you start working steps, you get back to hope again. You know, so we had a lot of the same hopes and dreams, and we ended up getting married in, you know, a recovery ceremony, and it was beautiful, and all of our sponsors and sponsees and support groups, and everyone was there, and it was beautiful, and we wanted to have a baby. So we had a child who was born challenged. And my biggest struggle in recovery was raising this child. It was very, very difficult, and it took everything I had. And there were many moments that I didn't know if I was capable of it or not. And in those many moments, it was that higher-powered source of power that got me through it. And sometimes I couldn't even see it, I couldn't feel it, but you guys brought it to me. You know, I so think it's so important to get your support group in recovery. You know, we need to have our buddies. Because I know for me, when I don't know what God's will is for me, or when I can't feel my God because I'm a little bit lost in the darkness, my support group brings him to me. You guys bring him to me. The meetings bring him to me. You know, and the steps in that connection leave me open to that process. And so through we had this child for 22 months before he left us. And, you know, like I said, I didn't know if I was capable of caring for him, but I drew my strength from the people that loved me in these rooms. They told me, you can do it. We'll be here for you. You know, and that's where I got the power to carry it out. And I'm glad that I didn't run away or give up on it, because you guys told me I don't have to run away from anything today. I don't have to give up on anything today. I can find that emotional courage that I never had. And I did find it through working the steps. So I was able to show up for this boy, and it was one of the most beautiful experiences I've ever had in my life. And I'm so very grateful that I didn't run away from it, because I learned so much from it. He was one of my best teachers. And I thank you for giving me the strength and the courage and the power to walk through every day with him. Give me a minute here. I need some water. So, like I said, I deal with my health quite a bit. And I just got, it was about 6 months ago. Actually, for years now, I've been having a lot of back pain. And I have degenerative disc disease, which is one of my many wonderful illnesses My sponsor helps me to walk through every day, and I didn't want to have surgery, so, you know, I tried exercising and dieting and doing this and doing that, and it finally got to the point where my doctor told me that if I didn't have surgery, I was going to be paralyzed. So I thought, okay. My problem with surgery was, and I'm not going to go into anything about medication, I have a healthy respect for medication. I was scared to death of that process. And, you know, I have had surgeries in recovery, and I knew this was going to be a little bit of an extensive recuperation for me. So I was real afraid of it. So what I did is I brought it to my sponsor, and she helped me to handle it like I handle everything else in recovery. I give it over to my God, and I have my sponsor help me walk through it. You know, so what we did is make sure that at no point do I have control over the medication. My husband took care of that for me, and my sponsees made a schedule to make sure that I was taking care of every single minute of the surgery and after the surgery, and I have the best coordinator in the world for my sponsee. Elaine is just amazing. So she set up this schedule where I was just totally taken care of, And what it reminded me of is, you know, one more time, I didn't think that I could do it. I didn't want to do it, but my higher power showed me how to do it. You know, am I getting close? Are we going till 10? Do we know? I'm getting close? Okay, good, because I'm about to wrap it up. Okay, 10:30? Well, I'm about to wrap it up. You want more with the power? Me too. But you know what? What I want to, what I really, really want you guys to walk away with knowing is really to remember that it is through the admission of powerlessness that we are empowered in every area of our life. We walk in here helpless, hopeless, and dreamless, you know, and when we work through the steps and get through these steps, what we find is we are empowered with a strength and a courage that we've never known before. We find a freedom that we never knew. And what we find is we can dream again, and we can love again, and we can walk again, and we can do everything that we gave up on so many years ago. You know, we're not helpless anymore. We're not dreamless anymore. And my wish for you is that you are empowered with all the love and the strength that you're able to find in NA, and that you find your dreams again, and that you learn to live them. I love you. Mahalo.
Thank you, Jackie. That was a great share. And Vincent, you're the only one that I didn't put where you're from, but come on up. You're going to read just for today. I'm sorry.
My name is Vincent. I'm an addict from Rochester, New York. Just for today, tell yourself, just for today, my thoughts will be on my recovery, living and enjoying life without the use of drugs. Just for today, I will have faith in someone in NA who believes in me and wants to help me in my recovery. Just for today, I will have a program. I will try to follow it to the best of my ability. Just for today, through NA, I will try to get a better perspective on my life. Just for today, I will be unafraid. My thoughts will be on my new associations, people who are not using and who have found a new way of life. So long as I follow that way, I have nothing to fear.
Make a circle around the room and close the meeting with the third step prayer.